Who serves purity and love always lives in luxury. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Who serves purity and love always lives in luxury. We cannot help but enjoy luxury if our thoughts are always pure and loving. When we serve purity and love with our thoughts, with our attitudes, with everything that we are, we live in such a state of bliss, such a state of joy, such a state of marvelous wonderment that life is such an exciting adventure we could never have dreamed it to be so beautiful. And to dream it to be beautiful is not really what we want to do. What we want to do is to have it be beautiful, to live it beautiful, to live in the attitude of love and purity at all times. I am a creator, just like you are a creator. And we create everything that is in our world. We create every experience that we have in our world. We create every attitude we have in our world. And we create everything that we experience and know. And so, it's up to us to create pure, to create love, to create joy wherever we are. We look at any situation, and if the situation does not seem to be pure, we purify it by our vision. We purify it as we look at the situation and we say, all is in divine order. We purify the situation as we look at it and we say, it is good and very good. If you see two animals snarling at one another, and you think to yourself, all is peace, all is in divine order. If you really think that, if you really think and say those things, regardless of the appearances will meld with what your words are, with what your thinking is. So if I look at something and I see it pure, if I look at a glass of water and I say, it is a pure glass of water, a beautiful glass of water, a wonderful glass of water, then that glass of water, for me, is pure and beautiful and good. Now you say, but it may be contrary to that. It may not be that way. Well, we have to make whatever it is, whatever we are, and have it be that way. There are people who live in prisons or who live in caves or who live in circumstances that are less than pure and perfect and beautiful as far as we think. And their water may be tainted. Their water may be less than pure. And what do? They look at the water and they see it pure. Now, how can it be pure when it is impure? Well, nature has a way of purifying even without going down through the ground levels to purify the water. It has a settling attitude. And when the purities in the water settle out, the water is basically pure. When the opportunity is given for the impurities to settle away, they settle down. And in enough time, they settle down completely. And why not have it be that way now? Why not have it be that way now in our thought, in our attitude, in our words, in whoever we are? Have it be that way now that all is pure and beautiful and good. That's what we see. What we see, we name it, we claim it. What we see, we experience it and we express it. And that's all who we are, and that's all that matters. Nothing else matters one little bit, save that all is in divine order right now. And all being in divine order right now is pretty wonderful, is pretty beautiful, because we see the purity, we see the love, we live in purity and love. You say, wow, wouldn't it be great to be a king and have a great castle and to have all of the things that a king has? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, If that's your choice, if that's what you think, then you create that for you in your mind and you create that as a luxury. Or would you think that being a person who has infinite abundance or just abundance, who has enough to live on very comfortably, who has a very lovely home, who has a wonderful home that is beautifully built and beautifully accoutered, that has all of the extras in it that make it a wonderful place to live. And you have wonderful people. Hey, that's what really makes it beautiful, isn't it? You can have a wonderful home and you can have wonderful things in it, but if you do not have wonderful people in that home, if you do not have wonderful people in that house where you live, then the house can be a mansion and it can be a mansion that is very undesirable. Luxury is when all things are pure and loving. Who serves purity and love always lives in luxury. Who serves purity and love. So, love your neighbor like yourself. Love the people in your world. Love yourself. But first, you have to love yourself. Many people pick on themselves. They belittle themselves. They put themselves down and say that they're not so very good. They're not so wonderful. Don't do that. No one in the world will pick on you. No one in the world will put you down when every thought you have is a loving, wonderful, marvelous, gentle thought. Oh, the Dalai Lama, he was chased after by governments and he was tried to be put down. But he decided he would not fight anybody. He would just live his teaching and live his life. Wherever the Dalai Lama goes, he carries with him his smile. He carries with him his purity and his love. Oh, there are people who would like to put him down, who think that he thinks different than they do, but he doesn't. He thinks universal thoughts. Just like you and I, we think universal thoughts. We think thoughts of purity and thoughts of love. And as we think these thoughts of purity and thoughts of love, our life is glorified. The Dalai Lama's life is a life of glory and peace and bliss because he lives in his inner self. He lives in his inner joy. And that's really all it is all about, isn't it? When you live in your inner purity, in your inner love, and when you live as the divine being that you are, then you are living in a luxury beyond words, beyond definition, beyond understanding, because you are so fantastic, you are so marvelous, you are so filled with love, so filled with peace, so filled with goodness. Who serves purity and love always lives in luxury. A mother doting on her child lives in purity and love. A father believing in his family knows that all is good. They live by the values that he has established for himself, and he has established beautiful values for himself. He's established beautiful values for his family, and he loves them, and he loves it, and all is in divine order. You and I are the same way. We serve purity and love, and we live in luxury. We serve purity, we see all the world pure because we're its creator. And we call it good and very good. We call it pure and wonderful and marvelous. Whatever impurities might be in the water, they filter out, they drop to the bottom, they no longer are there. And the water can be enjoyed as pure and beautiful. This is how the world is designed. The world is designed to be pure and beautiful and loving at all times. And it's up to us to be that expression, to recognize it, to know it and live it and enjoy it. And we can only know it and live it and enjoy it if we let the impurities fall away. Let them drop to the bottom. Let them drop out. If we live in an unconditional love which has a love because it is, not because what it will be or could be. We live in this unconditional love of magic and wonder and delight. This is our reality. This is who you are, and this is who I am. And this is what life is all about. Life is all about the fact that we see all in divine order now. And as we see all in divine order now, we live in purity and love. We live in luxury, a luxury beyond measure, a luxury so fantastic, it is the truth of who we are. You and I live in this luxury right now. We live in this purity and we live in this love because you and I, we are divine.